it's foundational, I feel, to really look at kind of what the landscape looks like in St. Louis for asthma and healthcare access. And I study primarily urban neighborhoods. So I think that pretty much covers me. Let's see. I have no disclosures. Yes. Is that better? Okay. I'll just have to remember to lean in. Couple of quick acknowledgments. Dean William Tate, my advisor, Aaron Addison, our GIS guru, our director of GIS and data services, and Mark Hogerby, our department statistician. So why study asthma? For me, the answer is really in the numbers here, right? So the prevalence among the general population is 8%. Among children, it's 10%. Among African Americans, it's 11%. Among poor children, 13%. And then among African American children, 17%, which is more than twice that of the general population, right? So that's pretty significant. The CDC says that between 2001 and 2009, there was nearly a 50% increase in asthma rates for African American children. That's pretty substantial. And then as an education researcher, asthma is the primary reason that children miss school. It's the primary reason for illness-related school absences. And so for me, it's a potential cause for reduced academic achievement, and there is just less data that really demonstrates that by the numbers. So why the urban neighborhood? We know that minority children living in urban areas continue to have a higher prevalence of uncontrolled or poorly controlled asthma. There have been a couple studies that have shown that Eggleston and colleagues in 99 looked at asthma rates and the higher prevalence in an urban neighborhood, and she found that differences in asthma rates by race were not explained by socioeconomic status alone. Charles Bosch looked in 2011 and found that when you control for zip code, the associations between race and asthma rate go away. So that says that place is really a very relevant factor, right? And then we know that neighborhood characteristics that are more common in urban environments have been linked to asthma. So things like high pollution, so indoor and outdoor pollutants, stationary and mobile sources of pollution, so like traffic, right? Public housing, deteriorating housing, less green space, higher density neighborhoods, so on and so forth. And so all of these things kind of encourage more examination of the link between place, specifically urban environments, and asthma. So then why look at healthcare access? So as I started looking at asthma, all of the data that we really use is hospital data, right? Hospital discharge data, emergency room discharge data. And when we're using that to determine prevalence, one of the questions that comes up is, you know, why are families using the emergency room and hospitals for primary management of pediatric asthma? There are not as many studies that really look at the reason why. So do these families actually have access to healthcare resources is a question that I had. So, and then why St. Louis? St. Louis has very high asthma rates, highly segregated neighborhoods. I don't know how many people are familiar with St. Louis, but there was a documentary a year ago, 2 years ago about the Del Mar Divide. It's a highly segregated city, has high poverty neighborhoods. I think poverty within the city is about 26%. It's positioned in the Rust Belt. We've had a lot of deindustrialization, a lot of urban population decline with suburban growth, right? A lot of middle class flight from the urban core. And then there are significant health and educational disparities throughout the city. And so all of these reasons suggest a need to really further examine neighborhood-level characteristics of high asthma areas, metropolitan areas like St. Louis. So the research questions I was looking at in this particular project was do specific zip codes within the city of St. Louis demonstrate significantly higher rates of childhood asthma than others? So I really wanted to look at, are there hot spots for high asthma throughout the city and by zip codes, specific zip codes? Is there a spatial relationship between these asthma hotspots and neighborhood characteristics, so things like housing, violence, things like that? And is there a spatial relationship between childhood asthma rates and then access to healthcare resources? So what we have here, this is the St. Louis metropolitan area. This is St. Louis County, this kind of outer area. And in here, this is St. Louis City, and so that's my focal area. And what this map shows is just childhood asthma prevalence across the metropolitan area. So we looked at population data for 2010 from the census, and then childhood asthma rates for children under 15 years of age with a diagnosis of asthma. And so that data came from the Missouri Information Community Assessment. And so that's what you see here, are rates per 1,000 population. And, you know, it's clearly evident that the city, which is this inner area here along the river, has significantly higher asthma rates, and they kind of lessen as you move west into the county. So then I limited the focus of the study, like I said, to the city, and I included kind of those inner ring suburbs, those surrounding suburbs, for a couple reasons. One, the city boundaries don't clearly move along zip code lines, so to remove those we would lose a little bit of population. There is some overlap, and then just including those additional areas increases accuracy of the analysis. So we did a hotspot analysis of asthma rates in the city, and what we find is this darker red area in here is our hotspot for high asthma rates, and so our hotspot is just statistically significant clustering of high asthma rates within those zip codes. And the other thing, this lighter red area, this is a concentration area, so it's like moderate clustering of high asthma rates. And down here you have clustering of low asthma rates. So for the purposes of the remainder of the analysis, those areas are what's most significant, the yellow down here in this southwest area of the city, this light red, which is the concentration area, as I mentioned, and then the dark red, which is our high asthma hotspot. There are five different zip codes in this area, five different zip codes in the concentration area, and only two in the low asthma hotspot. So then I wanted to look at neighborhood characteristics. So research has really shown that there are links between public housing and asthma rates, housing quality. So for these purposes, I defined housing quality by, I looked at age of housing as well as condemned housing throughout the city. So it's kind of a measure of deteriorating housing. And then violent crime. There are research has shown links between crime and childhood asthma rates in urban areas. So first, looking at public housing, I was able to get locations for all the public housing facilities within the city from HUD, the St. Louis Housing Authority. And so we geocoded those and put those, they're kind of overlaid on top of, they're a layer on top of the asthma hotspot. So in the brown, the darkest brown again is our high asthma hotspot, this yellow is our low asthma hotspot, and then this lighter brown is our concentration area. And what we find is that there are 29% of the public housing facilities within the hotspot. Coincidentally, 25% of the public housing facilities are in this one zip code, 63106. That is also the zip code in Missouri with the lowest life expectancy for the entire state. And then another 38% of the public housing facilities are within the concentration area here. So that's a total of 67% of the public housing facilities in high asthma areas. And there are none in this low asthma area. And this lighter brown is kind of an area where there's not really clustering. It's not to say there's not asthma there. It's just not statistically significant clustering of high or low asthma rates. So then I looked at age of the housing stock. We looked at housing that was built before 1950. On the right, the purple is just the age of the housing stock. So the darker purple is going to be older housing. The lighter purple is newer housing. Interestingly, 63106 has less, well, it's not going to be newer housing. That's incorrect. So the lighter purple is going to be less housing built before 1950. So theoretically newer, but it might just be less. There could be other reasons for that. And this is, I think, how age of housing is less telling if you're really looking for maintenance and quality. You really have to look at income as well. So the map on the left has the dot density map with the purple dots representing, each dot represents 100 houses built before 1950, and then the blue is median household income, where the darker blue is higher median household income, and the lighter blue is lower median household income. So you'll see that this area is your lowest income. There's a substantial amount of housing, older housing in that area, and then this area and these darker blue are going to be the highest income areas. So I'm not sure how much this really says about housing quality, but it was worth looking at. This, I think, is a little bit more telling. I looked at condemned properties just for the year 2010. So St. Louis City maintains a database, the building inspectors do, of all the houses that they've condemned throughout the year by date. And so what the green dots are points for each individual house that was condemned in the year 2010. And so by condemned, it's deemed unlivable, right? So that's a better measure of housing quality, and there's definitely clustering happening here. There's substantially more condemned property north, substantially fewer in this low asthma area. So There seems to be a spatial association there, a relationship between condemned properties and high asthma areas. So next I looked at crime. The city also maintains a pretty decent database of crimes, all crimes, not just violent crime, committed throughout the city with pretty good locations. Crime is not necessarily stationary, so the locations aren't always great, but what they do is they do crime by neighborhood. So the rest of, most of the other data is by zip code. This is by neighborhood. St. Louis has 88 different neighborhoods versus probably 20 zip codes or so. So 79 of those neighborhoods are residential. The other 9 are going to be parks. So this data is violence by neighborhood, with the larger red circles being more violence, obviously, and the smaller being less violence. And so there's a pattern happening here with higher rates of violent crime. And for violent crime, I looked at assault, homicide, rape, and robbery. We took those from all of the crimes, and that's all that we see here are those violent crimes, and just for 2010 as well. So I did a hotspot analysis of violent crime as well, and I wanted to compare the hotspots for violent crime to hotspots for asthma. And so on the right is a hotspot analysis of violent crime, with the darker red being higher clustering of violent crimes, and the really light pink areas being lower or higher clustering of low violence rates, right? So there's less violence in these areas, and these are the areas of really high violent crime. And if you compare the two maps, they do correspond to higher asthma areas. I think that's pretty clear. So the last thing I looked at was healthcare access. I wanted to know, number one, was there access to health insurance providers, so physicians? And for physicians, we looked at pediatricians and then allergists and immunologists, and pharmacies, so access to medication. Looking at just payer source, the great majority of the population has Medicaid, so I think 84% had Medicaid with about 11% having some kind of private insurance, about, I think that's about 3 or 4% that's self-pay or no charge, less than 1% that's other, and less, maybe 0.5% for government-based insurance. So about 88% in total have either Medicaid or no insurance. So looking at providers, the large majority of providers you can see are located in the central area, and so the size of the dot represents the number of providers. So the very small dots are 1, the slightly larger ones are about 10, and the larger circles are 100. So there are a few hundred here for each of these large circles. The blue are pediatricians, the orange are allergists and immunologists. I'm not sure how well you can see that. But basically what we find is that there are 4 physicians in the asthma hotspot. So that's a 5 zip code radius. It's pretty big. It's not a small area for 4 physicians to cover. And there are another 9 in the concentration area out of, I think, 472 physicians. So that's a really small percent. It's less than 1% in the concentration area, less than 1% in the hotspot, excuse me. Less than 2% in the concentration area. The great majority are central and south. And the other thing that's important here is the 2 large dots are going to be hospitals. So those are our 2 main children's hospitals. So potentially access to providers is a concern. I'll move more quickly. Pharmacies is what I looked at next, and so each yellow triangle is a pharmacy within the city. I got this data from the Missouri Spatial Data Information Service, and what we find is that 3%, I think there's 5 of about 153 pharmacies located between in the hotspot, in the high asthma hotspot in this area in here. So that's not very many as well. So there is definitely association there between, you know, there's quite a few if you look at the low asthma area. And then lastly, I looked at sociodemographics, and I think these are going to be no surprise. On the right, we have minority population. On the left, we have income. So for income, I've shown this map before. The lighter blue is lower income. The darker blue is higher income. And so we find that the higher income areas are south. This is actually a zip code in the county. It overlaps the city by just a small amount, and that's one of the highest zip codes probably in the state. That's Clayton. And that's where, like, county government is and the like. And so this area is going to be our lowest income area, which is North St. Louis City. It's also the dark red in this map is going to be our highest percentage of minority population, with the yellow being our lowest percentages of minority population. So you can definitely see some associations there. Your lower income area, your larger percentage of minority population, higher income areas, smaller percentages of minority population there. So in general findings, initial analysis showed higher rates of childhood asthma in the urban core, hotspot in North St. Louis City, a concentration area for high asthma just south of that hotspot in North St. Louis City as well. A low asthma rate hotspot in South St. Louis City, and that's very much how, you know, the neighborhoods are segregated. It's kind of split down the middle. So both the high asthma hotspot and concentration area are located in neighborhoods with lower median household incomes, primarily minority populations. The low asthma hotspot area with a larger non-minority population and higher median household income. For neighborhood characteristics, public housing facilities were spatially associated with high asthma areas, with 29% in the hotspot, 67% total in high asthma areas, 38% in that concentration area. There was a clustering of condemned housing in the high asthma hotspot as well. And areas with low median household income have a higher concentration of homes built before 1950. And then violent crime, the hotspots for high crime correspond to the hotspots for and concentration areas for high asthma, childhood asthma rates. In terms of healthcare access, 88% of patients, like I said, in this project were uninsured or had Medicaid benefits. So there were 0.08 physicians located within the high asthma hotspot. So they have limited access to both physicians and pharmacies. 1.9% of pharmacies,